Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Mind Your Subconscious podcast. And today is all about being versus doing. Such a simple concept, right? But it is so hard to execute if you're human. At least for me it is sometimes. So, with that being said, I want to say that if you've been struggling where you have been doing everything in your business or your life or your partnership or any area of your life, because you've been doing everything, you've been working on yourself, you've been like, you know, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to work on this, I need to release that belief, and I need to establish that belief, and da da da. If you've been doing that, then I want you to give this a listen, especially if you're a manifesting generator or a generator whose strategy is to respond to life. That is in human design. You've got to listen to this. So, at the beginning of October, I have decided to completely let go and let God. I was frustrated with a lot of things in a lot of areas in my life, and I was just like, I'm going to let go and let God. I'm going to flow. And I'm going to stop all the personal development work. I'm going to stop posting on social media. I'm going to do what makes me happy, and I'm going to flow with life. And obviously, I'm in a fortunate position where I can do that because I have people around the world actually who I can stay with at any point in time. And that is a privilege and a blessing. And so I was able to give this experiment my all. And when I had decided to just be, I was frustrated, which is my not self theme in human design. I was frustrated with the coaching industry. I still am with some things, and I will do an episode on this. I was frustrated with my business. I was frustrated with the spiritual world. I was frustrated with my spirit guides, with my team, all of that. I was just frustrated, right? And I said to myself, okay, Jenny, when has life worked for you so that you were satisfied, which is your self theme, and so that you were enjoying life actually? And then I thought back to like July this year when I just went dancing and I went to so many great places. I visited many friends and it was just a lot of fun. And I followed my flow, my heart, my joy, my bliss. And I was just, I had a really great, fun month and it was amazing. And then August and September came around, and the months before July were also kind of hard. Then August and September came around. I was like, ah, I'm back in this like funk. I'm back in this frustration. I don't want to be here. So what can I do? So I had done all the things, right? I was in courses. I was in like, it's not a mastermind, but in a place where there was other ladies. I had reminders on my phone. I was working with a friend to do healing. I was working with a friend to do hypnosis. And I was putting out content. And this one lady in this one course said, oh, you know, you got to sell every day. And I did that for a while in September, and it just did not feel right. It just felt like, ugh. And it didn't work, to be honest. It did not work. So I was like, okay, I need to get back into this flow state in January that I had in July, because I know that this is when things are working out for me. I've known this by now in my life, right? Sometimes I just fall into the trap of forgetting about this and of wanting to force things to be a way that they are not, and not giving the universe space to surprise me with something that's even better, because I want to force and I want to stick to this. I want to stick to that. I'm not allowing like greatness to happen because I want to focus on a certain goal. And this is what manifestation is about. It's like, okay, you want something, but you have to let go of the how, right? But I was not letting go of the how. I wanted something so bad that I was focused on it, and that I didn't really get caught up in the how, but I got caught up in like, I want this, nothing else. Like, da, da, da. And I was like, okay, I'm ready to have magic in my life again. I'm ready to feel good. I'm ready to be in bliss and joy and satisfaction, all of that. So, you know, what am I supposed to do? And I looked into human design at the time a lot. And I've known about it before, but not as deep as I got at the beginning of October, where, you know, I was really getting into my strategy, which is to respond to life. And I was like, how am I supposed to respond to life if I'm manifesting and if I'm trying to control, or if I'm trying to manifest a certain thing? How am I respond to life in the very moment? Like, where there's a gap here, and I need to close it so I can manifest what I want and respond to life in the moment and receive even bigger and better things that I'm wanting to manifest, and trusting that it happens to me. And I'm also supposed to respond to life, not meaning that I shouldn't put out content or whatever, but I should respond to things that are exciting me, that I really want to talk about. And oftentimes, I honestly didn't feel like I wanted to talk about something, but I pushed it out anyway because I was like, oh, it's really good. Or sometimes I thought I wanted to, I was excited about something, and then I pushed it out and I was like, ah, maybe, whatever, right? So there were a lot of times when I did things to do the things, not because I was 100% excited about, maybe because I was only 50% excited about it. And so I was forcing, trying, doing all of the things, right? And then when I read more into human design, I was like, okay, I'm supposed to respond in the moment and then sleep one night over it because I'm an emotional authority. So that's also like, it's a paradox, but it is what it is. And I wanted to respond to the things that would light me up, that would bring me joy, that would make me happy, and that would make me feel satisfied. I wanted to respond to these things. So in these moments, with my business especially, I was like, okay, what's fun for me? It's this podcast. I'm really having fun with it. I'm really having fun with new people, like the interviews that I've had, and just being on this podcast by myself and talking to you guys as well. This is fun. Then I started working on my second book that I had started in like 2020, but I wanted to, now I can, like, I wanted to finish it. Then I'm working on an oracle card deck, and I'm dancing a lot, as you can see on my Instagram. I'm dancing a lot. And so I did not really focus on business at all. I didn't really post, like, you've seen, I don't know when my last post on Instagram was, I don't even know. But I wasn't pushing, I wasn't selling, I wasn't, you know, hard selling. I wasn't forcing anything anymore. And dude, shit just started flowing to me. Like, I'm talking, the most aligned people started finding me without me doing anything on social media. Also because I had told God that I wanted a business by referrals and not on social media, because I'm tired to be on social media, to be honest. It's fun for me at certain times, and I'm happy to share at certain times, but not in a way where I'm forced to share, not in a way where I'm forced to sell every day just because somebody says that, who is, you know, who has millions or whatever. I'm just like, maybe it works for you, but it doesn't work for me. And so things have started working out. Things have started to fall into place in miraculous ways, like in my life, in business, in every area of my life. Like, things have started to work out because I focused on following my joy, my bliss, and just really being in flow. And it's also helped me to adjust in Dubai, where I'm at now, which is, for me personally, a rough space to adjust to because there's no nature. It's loud as fuck. And it's just man-made, dude. It's, I'm looking outside of my window, I'm just like, And people are like, oh, have you been to the Burj Khalifa? And I'm like, no. But it's so nice, or it's so great. And I'm like, oh, nature is my inspiration, my muse, my whatever. It's not freaking man-made things that are made for consumption and consumerism and capitalism. So, but anyway, side note. it has allowed me to adjust to this space because this place really proves to me that I cannot be distracted by anything outside to make me happy, because there's nothing outside to make me happy here other than, you know, meeting people and dance festivals. But other than that, no, can't really walk in nature, whatever. There's just these little parks that I can go to where, you know, I can be underneath trees. And boy, I've never felt so grateful to be underneath a tree. You have no idea. If you are in a city, there's no trees or whatever, then you go beneath these trees that are in this little tiny ass park, and it feels different. Like, standing beneath this tree feels different, as funny as it sounds. But that's just how it is. And yeah, following my flow, my bliss, my joy in a city where there isn't much of that outside, I've really been forced to find that inside. And I've been getting more and more and more into the experiment where I'm asking myself again, okay, why do you want to write this book? What is your reason for it? Why do you want to publish this oracle deck? What is your reason for it? Why do you want to keep working with people? And why? Like, it's been forcing me to ask that. And it's been at the same time forcing me to flow and really allow the universe, or give space to the universe to provide me with something better than I've been asking for. And I've been, for the recent year or so, I've been struggling with the idea of manifestation, because I'm like, but how is it supposed to work for me? Because manifestation is for me a kind of control. Like, you want to control life, or you want a certain thing out of life, when you could just be in flow with life, meaning every single day you decide on the spot what it is that you're going to do. And obviously, you know, I don't have any kids or whatever, so I can do that more easily than people with kids. But still, like, even you can do it. When you just decide, and there's a feather falling in front of me, that's beautiful. So when you just decide to live every day based on your joy, based on your flow, based on what it is that you want that makes you feel good, that makes you feel satisfied, joyful, then you don't worry about the future anymore. You really live in the present. And as soon as I find myself worrying about the future again, I'm like, no, but I'm here now. And what would make me feel good right now? And then that's when I go, you know, to the pool to swim, or that's when I go dance in the evening or whatever. But I have just been, I can really say for the, one of the first times, it was the most profound time for me to be. That's what it was. For the last 1.5 months, for me to just be has made a profound change inside of me. It has also asked me to reevaluate how I teach, what I teach, and how much I actually want to give, because I've seen that there's so many people who are saying, oh, this is working for you. If you just do this, it's going to work for you. And I believe that my course is going to help everybody if they just stick to the steps. Oh God, I'm so tired of this statement, but I'm going to do another podcast episode on the coaching industry and what pisses me off about it. But I truly believe that we all have to find what works for us. And this is what I'm going to keep honing in, what I'm going to keep teaching, and what I'm going to really help people do with the work that I do. Just really being, and at the same time being themselves, and look at what's working for them, rather than them listening to anybody outside of them. Because I know that's true for me. And of course, I also know that it's not true for anyone else, or for everyone else. Let's say that, for everyone else, because that's how it is in life. Like, it's the people who know that this is true for them, the people who know that they have their own truth, and it is very, very, very important for them to follow their own truth, because they're visionaries, they're leaders. They know that they have to follow their intuition and they have to become really, 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 really good at that. And some of the people, they even know that they're like me, where they have to respond to life in the moment or a day later, but they have to respond to what they feel because that's how they get their energy. I get my most beautiful energy when I'm satisfied, when I'm lit up, when I'm doing something that makes me happy. And that's when I'm most magnetic. That's when everything comes to me. Like, I get opportunities thrown my way, clients thrown my way, money thrown my way. And if that is the case for somebody who knows that they want to work with me, that's beautiful, because then you know you found the right person. You just didn't find a person who will say, "Oh, my method works for everybody." Yo, the amount of times I've heard this in the coaching industry and the amount of times it's just not worked for everybody, because it doesn't. Yeah, that hurts me. And that's why I really want to provide a space where I want people to learn and connect with their intuition, where they can just be, and where life doesn't have to be as effortful? Not effortless, but the opposite, effortful. So you don't have to exert that much effort in life to receive the things that you want. That's what I really, really learned within the last 1.5 months. And I learned that I'm good enough without doing all this work on myself. I learned that I'm good enough without the affirmations. I learned that I'm good enough by just being and by just doing what I'm designed to do. And that's why I find human design is also very, very beautiful and very, very powerful. And so I encourage you to try that if you can, just to do less, to be more, and not even saying like, oh, you know, I want to already be that person that has it all or whatever, but just saying, I'm being that person that has fun and joy and magic in my life. Whatever that looks like. Because we know that people who, what they regret on their deathbed is having worked too much and having followed their joy too little and just having done the thing that would have brought them joy more, right? So this is what I want to spread to people. This is what I want to work with people on, just to really follow their bliss, their joy, their heart, because why not? Why do you want to make things complicated? Why do you want to work so much? And why do you want to, you know, think you have to do all the time and do so much when you can really just lean back and have fun, enjoy, and receive because you have fun and have joy? These are my thoughts on being versus doing. Let me know what you think. Let me know on Instagram, Facebook, or whatever. I love you guys. Thank you for listening, and have a great rest of your day, night, evening, wherever you are.